They would look at the physical sources of these mosquitoes, the breeding points, and try their best to control these sources. For example, they can use physical methods, which entails turning over drums, covering, etc. Also, you have your biological methods, which here in St. Vincent we use our larvivorous fishes. And also, we have our chemical control, which we use, the thermophores, our bait, which we use mostly in non-potable water. As well, we have other stages of our control, where not only that we do larval control, which is before it reach adult stage, but if for some reason we have an outbreak or an attack, so to speak, or wherever we have our storms, and we know that after a storm you have new breeding sites available, we usually revert to the a more drastic control, which is fogging. Even though the disease isn't known to the Caribbean as yet, and it is not uncommon in the region, we have the vector here, which is the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which causes the dengue fever as well. Another mosquito which is within the same Aedes species is the Aedes albopictus. However, it's not endemic here to St. Vincent like the Aedes aegypti. So we have to be very mindful to the fact that while it's in the region, and we know that at any time it can reach to our shore, if not here already, we have to be very vigilant on the preventative strategies here to control this virus.